This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Governor Jared Polis expects Colorado will continue the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines within a few days, but if the pause drags on, he says it will delay the state's goal of reaching herd immunity. The doses were stopped nationwide while the FDA investigates a small number of blood clots. Polis says he still has confidence in the vaccine.
One thing is sure, COVID-19 is several orders of magnitude more dangerous than the limited reporting of any of these incidences of side effects from vaccines. Nothing I know about Johnson & Johnson would deter me from getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine tomorrow.
Health officials could not say Tuesday how many appointments are being canceled. Residents who are scheduled to get Johnson & Johnson are being told to check with providers to see if they can get Moderna or Pfizer instead. The Montrose Urban Renewal Authority Board approved a tax increment financing loan last week for the Colorado Yurt Company to construct a new headquarters within the Colorado Outdoors Complex. Montrose Press reports the City Council also showed support for the company by approving business expansion incentives and a development agreement between the city and the company, including the permit fee and utility abatements. Plans are in place to break ground on the new Colorado Yurt headquarters this summer. You can hear KVNF's interview with Colorado Yurt CEO John Gibson about the project at kvnf.org. Tonight at 6, U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper hosts his first town hall since being elected. Hickenlooper will share his work since assuming office about 100 days ago and talk about his priorities for the next 100 days and beyond. He'll highlight resources available to Coloradans through the recently passed American Rescue Plan. The virtual town hall is open to all and can be joined by phone, Facebook, or YouTube, or on his website, hickenlooper.senate.gov. In the 3 years since the Trump administration slashed the size of the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah by 85%, visits have skyrocketed. Nearly a 500,000 people were estimated to have visited Bears Ears last year, despite the pandemic. Because Bears Ears was challenged by Trump so soon after its creation, much infrastructure that can be found at other protected areas, like signs, buildings, and management staff, is not in place to protect Native American cultural sites. President Biden seeks to restore and perhaps expand the boundaries. On her first trip as the new Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland visited for 3 days of meetings and hikes in the area. Republican politicians in Utah do not want Biden to use an executive order to restore the monument. Lawmakers say they can build a more durable solution through federal legislation that would allow for negotiations among ranchers, miners, Native Americans, and conservationists to balance competing interests. A new bill making its way through the state capitol seeks to give Colorado youth free access to mental health services. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano has more.
House Bill 1258 calls for the Colorado Department of Human Services to create a temporary program where kids under the age of 18 can receive a free digital mental health screening and up to 3 no-cost counseling sessions. Democratic Representative Daphna Michelson-Janae of Adams County is one of the bill's sponsors.
Well, anecdotally, we hear from Children's Hospital and other emergency rooms that they are seeing a stark increase in youth coming in with suicidal ideation and depression and anxiety.
She says the bill is a response to that call for help and is needed because the COVID-19 pandemic has increased the demand for mental health services.
So now we're looking at a time after kids have been locked in their house and trying to learn on screen and what kind of fear and anxiety and stress and traumatic impact could we possibly be dealing with? I think too much for our school mental health professionals to carry alone.
Michelson-Janae says the bill has bipartisan support, including from the governor's office, and thinks it will pass into law. It has a one-time price tag of $9 million, and the program would expire after 1 year. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Members of Moms and Students demand action for gun sense in America gathered outside of Boulder's municipal building Monday as part of a series of nationwide actions to urge the Senate to pass legislation to implement more robust background checks on gun purchases. KGNU's Shannon Young has more.
You guys want to sign it too?
On a chilly Monday afternoon, a group of students and middle-aged mothers crowded around a small banner with a bag of markers outside of Boulder's municipal building.
Today we are signing a background checks now sign that we will be sending to the Senate floor to encourage them to take action to save lives.
That's Hannah Sanders, a 19-year-old student at the University of Colorado Boulder. She's a volunteer with Students Demand Action, a group calling for reforms to lax gun laws.
I come from Littleton, Colorado, so, you know, I grew up around Columbine. I actually got involved through the Columbine Moms Demand Action. The real scary part is how normal it is. You know, you just become numb, and every time you see there's a shooting in the news, you just have to really fight to not be numb. And I think for a lot of us in Students Demand Action, it's a place where we can meet with each other and see that we shouldn't have to feel this way. I think kids are used to feeling this way, that it's normal to go to school and have an active shooter drill, and that's not the normal. They shouldn't have to go through that.
Sanders says she was encouraged to see the executive action taken last week by President Joe Biden and hopes it can build momentum to push legislation on background checks through the Senate. The bill, H.R. 8, also known as the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021, passed the House last month, not long before the mass shootings in Atlanta and Boulder. It aims to prohibit the private, unlicensed sales of firearms without background checks, thereby closing what is often known as the gun show loophole. Boulderite stay-at-home mom Mary Liz Calloway came out to support the students Monday for reasons that are as political as they are personal.
I have been shaken to my core from the shooting at King Soopers, a place where I was at about 45 minutes before the shooter showed up. And I am feeling still quite a bit of anger that we have created a society where we allow people access to very deadly guns immediately upon request, unless they have a felony conviction. And then they can just take it into any old supermarket and shoot it up. This is a crazy state of affairs, and we don't see it in other countries, and I want it to end here.
Calloway says she comes from a family full of hunters in Louisiana. While gun control can be a polarizing topic, Calloway says the issue of background checks is one upon which they can all agree.
Both my very conservative father and my conservative uncles thinks it's an excellent idea to have background checks. And they have actually supported it for years. And these are registered active Republicans. And it's crazy that it hasn't become law. It's not a political risk. Americans of all types and all localities and all political persuasions want to have background checks, universal background checks. And it's just time to make our elected representatives actually deliver it.
Every Town for Gun Safety, of which Students and Moms Demand Action are a part, is organizing a series of cross-country events throughout the month, calling on the Senate to pass the measure for universal background checks. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young in Boulder.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.